Welcome to Rams Report. I'm Danny Kleppinger here with Miles Simmons. The National Football League honored our very own Todd Gurley as this year's Offensive Rookie of the Year. It was just a year ago that he tore his ACL, and it was obvious that the moment was very touching for Gurley. He was emotional, and Miles, I think that humility and that passion he has for the game mixed with his talent is what makes him a player fans want to cheer for.
Oh, there's no question about it, Danny. It was really good to see him get honored for what was really an outstanding rookie season. You look at what he was able to do in just 12 starts. He had over 1,100 yards, finished number 3 in the league in yards rushing, had 10 touchdowns, and he was really the only really good rookie in that running back rookie class that I think is one of the people who you can really look for to be a star, not just for the Rams, but also in the National Football League as a whole. So I think really him getting honored for that, not just by the AP, but also the Pro Football Writers of America. Now he's the third running back in Rams history to have that happen and get both awards for Rookie of the Year. I think it's really, really good for him.
So congratulations to Todd Gurley. Now, two former Rams players made their way into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Let's start with Kevin Green. He played for 4 different teams in 15 seasons, but his first 8 seasons were with the Rams.
Yeah, and that's right. They were with the Rams in Los Angeles. He did an excellent job, not only for the Rams, but for the league as a whole. Really, he finished number 3 all-time in sacks. He's got 160 of them, and I think it's high time that he made the Hall of Fame based on not only what he did in Los Angeles, but really with the league as a whole. I mean, he played with the Steelers, was really good there, also played with Carolina, and then just did some good things in the league.
Also, Rams legend Orlando Pace made his way into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He's the 3rd offensive lineman in Rams history to make it into the Hall of Fame.
And he was such a strong contributor in St. Louis for such a long time. Isaac Bruce often says that without Orlando Pace, there is no greatest show on turf. You look at what he was able to do from the left tackle position, neutralize so many different defensive ends, get linebackers coming in from the outside there as well. And really, he made every single Pro Bowl from 1995 to 2005. I think that tells you just how good he was. Also a 3-time first team All-Pro. So congratulations to Big O.
Miles, let's jump from the Bay Area to Hawaii, where 3 Rams players, Johnny Hecker, Todd Gurley, and Aaron Donald, all represented the Rams in this year's Pro Bowl. Aaron Donald was named a captain, and unfortunately, he wasn't able to secure the rookie Todd Gurley on his team, which I know bothered him as soon as Todd Gurley found the end zone in that game.
Oh, there's no question about that. And he really even said it on that telecast that they had on the ESPN networks, where he's talking about, hey, man, I really want to get Todd Gurley on my team. But it was also kind of funny, during the week, Aaron Donald said he would be a little bit gentle with Todd Gurley because you know that the Rams are going to need him going forward. But really, it was fun to see both Todd Gurley and then Johnny Hecker also contribute during that game. Johnny Hecker, of course, had the fake punt pass. I know nobody who's a Rams fan was really surprised by that. So it's good to see all 3 of those guys at the Pro Bowl.
Miles and I actually had a chance to check out the talent coming up in this year's draft at the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. We actually did a Rams report from the Senior Bowl. So if you haven't seen that on the Rams.com, make sure you check that out. The Rams added 2 new coaches to the staff at the end of January. The Rams have a new passing game coordinator and wide receivers coach in Mike Groh and a new running backs coach in Skip Pete.
Yeah, I think both of those guys are going to be able to contribute some really good things to this offense. Obviously, the offense needs it. It's no secret the Rams finished 32nd in the league in yards passing. And so now Mike Groh is going to try to take what he learned from both Adam Gase and the Mark Trestman as well in those systems at Chicago, try to implement a little bit of that here and really increase what the Rams are able to do offensively. Now, when you're talking about Skip Pete, he also, his last stop was in Chicago, and that's where he worked with Matt Forte. Now, if you know anything about Matt Forte, he is really one of the better both running backs and then also receiving running backs that you've got in this league. So that's going to be interesting to see how much he can implement that as well with this group of Rams running backs.
Now, I had a chance to sit down with both of those coaches separately, so be on the lookout for those interviews coming up on the site shortly. Now, Miles, let's turn to social media, because I think it's so weird to go from seeing the players every single day to the offseason where we never see them.
Yes.
So let's start with Cameron Lynch, because he took a selfie video to a whole new level because he was in Singapore.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Singapore?
No, like, never would have even put it on the map for me.
Me neither. So, like, that was really cool because it's something that you don't necessarily often see from players. He's out there. He's, like, spinning around. I thought that was really awesome.
He took a normal selfie to a whole new level by making it a selfie video. Now, do you remember in January when the Powerball went to $1.6 billion and everybody wanted their chance to win it?
Yes,
did
I do.
Did you see what Chris Long did?
I also did. And I was a little bit jealous of him because he got on the local news. That was pretty cool. I mean, he's talking about how he's going to take his old lady out and then they're going to buy boats, lots of boats, and go to a timeshare for a really long time. Chris Long is a funny guy. I mean, if you're not following him on Twitter, you really should be.
Never one to turn down some fun. Another guy I want to check in with is TJ McDonald because all season long, the defensive backs had a mantra. It was all gas, no brakes. And that actually started with TJ McDonald, and he got that saying trademarked. He's been teasing a new clothing line with all gas, no brakes logo on it. So I guess just make sure you follow TJ McDonald to check out and buy some new gear.
Yeah, that's going to be really cool. I mean, maybe he can, you know, give us some stuff. I mean, he
all gas, no brakes on Rams report. I like it.
Exactly. You know what? The thing about TJ McDonald, though, with the Rams going back to playing in the Coliseum, that's going to be really fun for guys like him. And not just him. I mean, head coach Jeff Fisher, too, having played at USC, coming out of that tunnel again. I'm sure they're going to look forward to it.
It's going to be something that's going to be really, really awesome. Another thing that was really awesome to see was Eric Dickerson tweeting out praise to Todd Gurley after he was named Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, I mean, that's really cool. Just to see, you know, the running back lineage, you know. The Rams have obviously had some great running backs in their history. I mean, not just in L.A. and St. Louis. You got Lawrence McCutcheon. You've got, obviously, Eric Dickerson, Marshall Faulk, Steven Jackson. Now, Todd Gurley really is the latest in that great lineage of running backs. So it's cool to see it.
All right, Miles. The Ramit has reappeared. If you guys haven't heard the Ramit, make sure you check it out. But new renditions have been circulating throughout social media. I know you're a huge music buff. You're shaking your head. Are you not a fan of the new rendition?
No. And you know what? There's no offense to guys like Elton John and Joe Jonas.
Ramit. Do you know how to Ramit? Just Ramit.
Who did some interesting things with this on the Ryan Seacrest show. But, I mean, the original Ramit is so good. It's just quintessential 80s stuff. Like, that's great music. And if you listen to it, I mean, the players that rap in that song are actually pretty decent at rapping. Like, they have good rhythm. They have good form. So I'm not really trying to diss Elton John, but his version, not so good.
So what you're saying is we're going to stick to the original Ramit around here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, you guys heard it here. Make sure you look up Ramit if you haven't. That way everybody can be on the same page. That's going to do it for this Rams report. Make sure you stay tuned on therams.com because Miles and I are going to have what you need to know going into the combine later this month on this site. So be sure to check that out. Thanks so much for watching. You know how-